Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This will be an interview with Armin Bean, former City Commissioner of Portland, about Old Portland. There it is. Okay.
I lived in Ladd's Addition. In 1909, and then I married Eva Allen in 1911, and we moved over to 27th Multnomah. And then we moved to 7300 Briar Place. One summer we lived in a cabin that we built.
Is that the west side or east side?
No, that's on the west side. And we were there until 51, I believe it was. We moved to South Burlingame, still on the west side. And we were there until we moved in here in 62.
What kind of a town was Portland, say, in the period before World War I, in that era? What are your memories of the town, or your section of town, or whatever?
Well, I don't think that we had any of the unrest we now have. I think people were enjoying living here, and they weren't very much worried about some of the big problems we now seem to be worrying about. And that was the impression. But of course, you didn't have the terrible traffic congestion. Father bought a Chalmers Detroit in 1909. I learned to drive, but there wasn't enough traffic to really worry us much.
You must have had one of the early cars in town then. I guess Emmy had the first one.
Yeah,
but
he had the first one. I think it was early. Later on, Miss Bean and I bought one of the Ford sedans, and then we bought a used Franklin and took it for a trip around the country, clear up to Portland, Maine, and Canada, and back again in 1926.
Well, did you go to Lincoln High School? Or?
No. I went to Salem High School. We were there for a little while. And then Eugenian High School.
Oh.
And then University of Oregon. I've got something I'm going to let you have if you want to take it. Now this, I've seen it. Here's a statement that I wrote from my information and for the kids' information.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have something so I could look up and find the dates and everything. And I entitled it Before We Forget. And it's got a lot of information. You can take it and begin.
Okay, fine. Well, do you have memories of the downtown business district? Wasn't it mostly wooden walks and dirt streets and that sort
Not
of thing
so
at
much.
That time?
I don't remember much about that because most of the time, in those days, the streets are pretty good. I remember when they first extended Sandy and paved Sandy.
Is that right?
And, well, I drove
they
down.
Called it Sandy Road, didn't
yeah,
they, one
that's
night?
That's right. And they had a streetcar on. I drove down the streetcar track before they paved the two sides. I remember that.
Well, people got around on the streetcars pretty much, according to what I...
Yes, the streetcars were really used. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a necessity because there were very few automobiles.
Well, as near as I can figure from talking to people, including my own family, Portland is made up of a lot of little villages. And at one time, it was, well, there was Albina, and East Portland, and St. John's, and Goose Hollow, and
Southwood,
Portland, and they were all almost little towns. So,
well, they were. St. John's, Albina, Selwood were all incorporated cities.
Mm-hmm.
And were taken in, annexed. And then there were some other districts that are annexed that hadn't incorporated. But it's been a general expansion, of course.
What do you think of the direction that Portland is going now? Do you think that they're on the right track or not, just off the
record?
Well,
one thing that kind of worries me I think the people are losing control. Too much is centralized in Washington, indirectly. I think it's fine to have money for freeways and highways and be built, but I think that there might be more study. I suggested in 62, when they were locating a freeway,
mm-hmm,
between 14th and 15th, that there's no question that we had to have a Foothill Boulevard. But I suggested, rather than to rush into that, we should study the waterfront enough to see if we couldn't work out something to take the traffic that's going through the city through. And I suggested that we purchase the property between Front and First and make a full wide, block wide boulevard,
mm-hmm,
with a portion of it elevated for the freeway part.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest would be down local. We'd have trees and everything. And now they've got a lot of committees and people working on it, and somebody suggested taking half that. Well, if we'd have taken it in 62, we'd probably taken it for maybe 20% of what we'd have to pay.
Yeah.
Probably got the whole block. Mm. But where now, if they tried to do it, and now they've kind of got away from that, and they don't know what they're doing. They've got many different organizations working on it, spending a lot of money on investigation, and I hope it'll finally come out all right. Now, one little thing that I've always kind of wondered about, every city planner, I happen to be an architect, and I was interested in city planning, and every city planner, clear back to the Bennett plan in Olmsted back in 1905, had a Foothill Boulevard back against the hill. Well, the original highway plans showed it west of the Multnomah Club. And then they built Portland Towers, and that'd be too expensive to buy, so they gave that up. And they started to put it between 17th and 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran into the churches north of Burnside. Well, now with 14th and 15th, after they cross Burnside, they turn up to 16th to get on to FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gone between 17th and 18th and turned down to 16th and missed a church.
Yeah.
Instead of having that no man's land between 14th, or between 15th and 18th.
Yeah.
And I kind of held the thing up. But all I asked for was, I said, even 10 days or 2 weeks, to study that lower part, but they, I was the only one on the council that felt that way about it. So I think we do have, I think the Highway Commission has done a remarkable job to get as far along as they are. But there are certainly some things that were built on a 5-year basis when they should have been built on a 50-year basis.
Well, do you think that looking back over the years, are you happy to see Portland grow in the way it is, or would you rather that it stayed more static the way it did for a long time?
I think it's got to grow. I don't think we should sacrifice everything for the automobiles, but people are going to be very slow in getting rid of it.
Yeah.
And
well, I agree with you there. I think that the only solution to, say, small that we were talking about is for the automobile companies to find it, because people are not going to give up their independence of their cars. That's something that you... I think they will to come into downtown Portland if you have decent transportation like they do in the Bay Area. They ride the commuter trains.
I think that you've got to have rapid transit.
Yeah.
And I think that while it hasn't been always successful in some cities, maybe a parking lot out to the end might help. But the buses should have a route that's more or less right away. They shouldn't be getting in the congested automobiles when they're coming over to town.
Yeah.
Now, some places in the east, they have highways of purchased property with as much as 80 feet in the middle, which was to be used for bus transportation or railroad. You could go on bus or railroad, and you had your regular highway outside of that. Because they said, eventually you're coming. I attended a meeting in Chicago a number of years ago when the whole thing was saying, protect your city, you've got to have fast bus system.
Yeah.
Because your automobiles, if you stop to think of the amount of property that has been depreciated as far as assessment value is concerned in the core district for parking lots and so forth.
Oh, this is a thing Stuart Holbrook was hollering about years ago.
And that and the great amount of property on around the freeways and over the freeways, which all is off. Now, I think that Portland State should start building over the freeway.
Yeah.
For instance, the physical education building could have gone over. Now, that is being done in the east. The air rights situation has been worked out, and it's been done. Some of the big buildings are built right over subway station or thing of that kind. So I think that we're losing a chance, and I'm really a little bit disappointed. I have a picture here, early picture, of the crossover at the south end of the park lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when the freeway was put in, they curved at that point.
Yeah.
And it was 300 feet from bank to bank across the freeway to the south are some apartments with quite a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no provision to get across it. And you had to go down Crooked Way and go back by 6th Street way down. I saw the model down in the bank when the model of the freeway. And I suggested there should be something to go across the street, across over the street. Well, after some investigation, I guess,
they did propose a 20-foot pedestrian bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I heard that, I made a sketch of what I would like to see them do. And I sent that to the Highway Commission engineer. Mm-hmm. And he first said, we have no money to do that, couldn't do anything about it. Well, in about a week, he came back and he said, we're going ahead with it. We're reinforcing the slab so it'll hold the big trees, mm-hmm. and hold the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I will show you that.
Well, that was what I was trying to find out from you, is what you felt. Are you a sentimentalist regarding Portland past? Do you feel that we're wiping out too much of our old city? Now, in New England, this town was a New England town at one time.
Well,
they preserved those things, and now they just seem to
regret they're destroying the feeling that the city had, because
yeah.
it's now it's becoming a progressive city.
Yes.
And I'm not for stopping progression, but I think there are places now. I put up I'll have to get my scrapbook. I want to show you something. I've got more darn scrapbooks.
And I don't. My son wants them, I know. But the University of Oregon wanted them, but I'm not sure I'm going to give them to him. Let's see, this is the one.
This is full of me.
Huh.
All kinds. But let me see.
Well, we all have one of those.
Well, I want some to see that. There's a family member.
Okay.
You know, back. Now, this is in 33. Back in the late 20s, there was a lot of agitation to do away with the Pioneer Post Office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the architects that helped try to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Myron and Frank were going to take it, you know.
Yeah.
And they finally took Portland Hotel, which I think was a mistake.
So does everybody else.
I think it's a shame. So at that time, my firm, I had resigned from the firm, but mm-hmm. part of this was done mm-hmm. before I left, mm-hmm. because I had gone into office in 32, proposed putting this building on there, Historical mm-hmm. Society, and a place for people to downtown congregate and see. So I'm very pleased to know that they finally got around to putting some money in it, to fix it so they could use it for court.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My father held court. My father held court in that for a long time.
That was a beautiful building.
So that's one thing. I see I had something else here.
Well, do you have any special memories about the Portland Hotel yourself? Remember very much about it? What I want to do is a chapter on the Portland Hotel, and I'm finding it rather hard to get material about it. It's odd. It just seems to have been more or less wiped off the map.
Yes, I don't think there was an awful lot of... You see, Meyer and Frank were doing with it. Meyer and Frank has a terrible lot of influence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
And I imagine that would be even better. I'm just trying to think about the... Here is the first pollution.
Oh.
That's Dornbecker.
Who was that? Dornbecker. Oh, sure. Yeah, I remember that.
I had quite a time of that. We passed an ordinance. And, I tell you, Dornbecker was one of the worst offenders. And I had a committee from the Chamber of Commerce tell me that you better not do anything about that because it moves to Tacoma. So we had quite a fight, and they did.
That was what year? 1936, it says,
isn't
it?
Yeah. You see, we... it's number 36, and this one...
This one's 35 here.
But, you know, Portland started the pollution control.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. The state... The proposition is we wanted to clear up the river. And so we knew we had to have a treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
So we employed, I had Public Works then, and we employed a engineer, Harrison P. Eddy from Boston, who was one of the greatest treatment plant people in the world. And he came out here and he spent about 10 days, 8 or 9 days. He only charges, I think, the three. But he may have roughed out a general idea, intercepting sewers,
mm-hmm.
and he located the treatment plant out Columbia Slough, beyond there, where he's now, see. And he said first treatment, taking the solids and stuff out, would go far enough so that you poured in the Columbia with that heavy current it has, and then within 1,000 feet or so, you'd never be able to test it and find it. So we went ahead with that. Well, in the first place, the unemployed people found a fellow by the name of Bear, maybe you remember something, who claimed he was an engineer. Later on, the federal government tried to deport him. I don't know if he did or not. He was a German. But anyway, so he took a blueprint of the city of Portland and with a red pencil drew on the sewer following, in a general way, following Eddie's suggestion. And he got the unemployed get back at that. And the people voted $6 million bond issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be paid off by the sale of fertilizer. When I took over, the first thing I did was to have the city engineer check to see what people had done about that. And we found out that Milwaukee had a plant, paid $375,000 for it. And they advised us not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Pasadena had a small plant. And they said, well, we get along pretty well because you're right in the middle of where they, people got to have lots of fertilizer. But they weren't making any money. So I went back to Washington at the request of the council and saw Ickes and Hopkins and asked if they would take over the bonds, guarantee the bonds. And they said, we'll guarantee the bonds if we can get a Supreme Court decision that they're valid bonds. So we sent it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court came through and said the bonds were valid, but you had to pay them on fertilizer. And that killed the boy. So we went ahead and put on the sewer service charge and started in work on it, and I think we had a slight bond issue in that year or so. And we had some like 47 sewers emptied into the city.
Gee.
And we got rid of all of them except 20-some. And then that waited a while. And as a result of our agitation down here and the Isaac Walton Society, which worked with us, the legislature passed an act setting up the pollution board.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that Portland had done that.
Let's see, there's another one here someplace. Maybe some of the other ones. I had.
There's too much in there, but I wanted to show you one.
You know, with all of this agitation on go-go girls and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I thought I had that part.
This one I wanted to show you.
Regarding the old Portland Hotel, did you eat there very often? Were you there very much to meetings and things? Or met?
Well,
Eleanor Roosevelt stayed there a number of times.
Yeah,
were you ever
that's
on
right.
There?
Well, it used to be a quite a place for like fraternity people from college coming mm-hmm. down and having their meetings there and so forth. I guess I was in there.
Was it considered the finest hotel in Portland in
its
day?
Yes, it was a very nice hotel.
Mm-hmm. I was only in it twice, and I...
And with that outside driveway, it certainly was a nice thing. It still could be a real tourist asset. It's a shame. I don't think it's in this one. That's a trouble.
There were a lot of celebrities that used to stay there too, or special people.
It was a special place.
Yeah. Now that's the way I kept track of our trips. These are the places we went to.
Oh yeah.
And on my map that I made later, I spotted the places where we stayed overnight with the red spot.
Hmm.
See, we tear up the Portland in the Canada.
Well, trip, wasn't it?
63 days, 12,500 miles, and no paving except in cities.
Is that right? And what year was that?
26.
26.
And there's the picture.
Oh, gosh.
The old Franklin. I want to show you that bathing one if I can possibly find it. I don't know exactly what time it is. Because I think, I don't know,